Huh? Sure. Throw my wise part.
Okay, let's just make a quick recap what we learnt yesterday. We spoke very interesting yesterday. We spoke about Boira Somakosuda. It has to be, obviously, you have to do Boira. You have to, one of the conditions of Boira is that you have to do a selection near to the time you're going to use it. That's very important. So we said most cases are very, very simple. A fruit bowl, you want to take a fruit to eat. And so using it straight away, the fruit, there's no problem. Yeah, that's poshut, that's mutter to do. You go to the fruit bowl, you've got a mixture of fruits in there. You want an apple, you're going to eat the apple straight away. 100% mutter. Then we spoke about, that's case number one, yeah? Then you can have another case where there's going to be a bit of a gap in between. For example, let's say a freezer. Someone wants to take out the freezer. So we said there, some people answer it, because they tell them that's not called a tzurich of the food. I just read this yesterday. What was the actually matter it, actually. In the Dirshi, he brings over here, Horeitze levaro machar haninsu mikharer, kedei lecham... Sorry, that's not the one. No, I can't see exactly where it is. He brings some people to hold as a problem if taking out from a freezer. We saw Oroch HaShalach, who was a machalekas. Then we had an interesting case yesterday, which we spoke about, is a person knocks on your door and he wants to go for a picnic in a park. So he's taking, he's got no fruit at home. So he comes to you and says, do you mind if you take an apple out of your fruit bowl? I'm going to the park. The park is half an hour's travel distance to get to the park. Obviously, he's allowed to carry on travel, so he's carrying. So the shaila is that called somuch? Is that called mamish nearby? So it's not, yeah? So we said, yes, they're chilek. I must say again, in the Urcha Shabbos, he brings Yesh Machmirim here, some who matter it. The Chaira, the Matirin hold, if you take it to the park and you eat it straight away in the park, so you can look at it as a one long hemshuk to get to eat your meal. It takes you, you want to eat your meal in the park, so it's like taking out the freezer, you eat like that sort of thing. So you're taking here, it's taking half an hour to get to the park, you can sit down in the park and have your meal. If we said yesterday, I know a lot of people weren't so happy with this, and if you go to the park, and you go on the swings and the slides and you have a good time there, and then afterwards you eat, that's a bit more complicated. That has nothing to do with the Somach HaSuda anymore. That could be worse. That's what we said yesterday. Yeah.
What if someone sits there and starts eating? And
planned or not planned?
Not planned.
Boira has to be planned. That's why I must say this is a very important to could actually as well. Boira means, for example, let's say I've got a fruit bowl. So I go to the fruit bowl, so I want to take an apple out to eat an apple. I take the apple out of the fruit bowl, I go to my seat, I've changed my mind. So I can smell my wife's cooking, it smells very good. You know what, I'm going to keep my appetite. That's allowed, because when I did the selection, at the time I did the selection, I wanted that item. If later I change my mind, that's not a problem. The other way around, though, won't help me. Much I go to, let's say, a sforim cupboard, there's a mixture of sforim in the cupboard, I take a sefer out, put it down. Well, I took from a mixture, I did boira, I'm going to start using the sefer now, that doesn't help. If at the time of selection it wasn't done by heta, then that's an issur boira. Okay? Today, what we want to speak about is very interesting. Also very interesting, this is about the idea of games on Shabbos. And let's talk about, first of all, before we talk about clearing up games on Shabbos, let's talk about playing games on Shabbos. So, children are playing games. So, most of the games that a person plays with normally is not a problem. Because wherever you want, you've got a game, or whatever game it is, I don't know, let's say chess. Again, no riots from here, what you can play on Shabbos, what you can't play on Shabbos. I'm just talking about just examples, yeah? So you've got the black pieces and white pieces. So I'm playing with Reuven a game of chess. So it's all mixed up in the box there. So I take all the black ones onto my side. He takes all the white ones onto his side. No problem. Yeah, I'll win, hopefully. But, yeah? The violet, there's no problem. It's all ochre. Whatever he's doing there is completely mutter. He's taking what's good for him. I'm taking what's good for me. Mutter. As we're playing, and I get eliminate his pieces. So passes, most of them not even a tzaruch. Even if it is, while you're playing the game, that is, it's not called psos oicha while you're playing the game. Because the game is, that is the whole story of the game, to play. It's not called a mixture, because that is how you play the game. You've got the pieces there, and you have to remove some and keep some on the board. So the chera, while you're playing the game, is not a problem of boira. What can happen is, though, let's say, for example, you've got your pieces of chess in the compartments, and someone last week, for example, is playing another game, let's say drafts. And you put some pieces of drafts in together with the pieces of chess. So you don't like that in the game, so you take out the pieces of drafts, you put it back in its box. That is a serious problem of boira. Because there, you're not using those pieces, you've got no right to take them out and put them away in its compartment. Yeah, and come to solution what you can do. Yeah, so far so good. So that the chol is problematic. To take out the drug, the game that's in there that you don't want, to put it back in its pieces, that's no good. Yeah? So generally, playing the games, while you're playing the games, you're playing a card game, you give out the cards to different people, whatever they need, that's all oichel, that's whatever you want for the game, is you need that, lat d'chayr is mutter. So that's not a problem while you're playing the game. Normally that's not a problem. The problem is now when you want to clear out the games. So I'll tell you, someone told me a few weeks ago actually, he said, I should speak about the following scenario. I thought it wasn't very common, but I must tell you, this happened to me on Pesach night, Friday night, Pesach night. He said, what would you say, Le Marshal, you've had a meal. Let's say Friday night, Pesach night was a good example. So you had a lot of matzahs, there's a lot of crumbs on the floor. You've got a laminated floor, let's say, so you take a broom, you sweep out the floor, and you've got a big pile of dirt, rubbish, matzahs, crumbs, all so, yes, all things in the pile. In the middle there, you find a toy cup. Plus, that's a mixture. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, but it can be a mixture. You've got all the crumbs and all the broken pieces of the matzah, and you've got a car in between there. To take the car out of that mixture,
one piece, one car. All dirt, that's a mixture?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe one
less or
one.
Why not? Why should one piece not? You've got a whole load of matzah crumbs, let's say.
You've got one apple, then a whole load of other stuff.
Fruit bowl, let's say you've got fruit bowl. You've got one apple.
One apple with in loads of other stuff, not food.
What's loads of other stuff?
I don't know where it is. Serviettes.
Oh,
in a car, fell in a box.
Why should I be sorry? Why is it not terrible?
Take a box of an apple out.
Sorry?
Take the apple out of a box of toys.
Right. Why does that have to be only fruit? Anything you take out, it's a mixture, anything which is not supposed to be in there. I'll give you an example which I want to speak about as well. That's next week, actually. About the knife that falls in your dustbin. That's a mixture. Anything which falls in is a mixture. Yeah? You've got a whole load of crumbs, and you've got your little toy car. It happened to me last week, actually, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you have a toy car, and you've got your little crumbs over there, a whole load of crumbs. So you've got very small crumbs there, just a little bit there, and you've got a car. Maybe it's not a mixture, but you can very shy to a mixture, totally. So the chayr, to take the car out...
Even if you don't have to move anything else?
Yeah, it's a mixture in itself. It's like a fruit bowl. You've got a fruit bowl. You've got
an... the top you're allowed to take.
It's not so silly. mummy's sitting on the top, maybe. But here the crumbs are in it as well. They're all over it, the mice. It's not mummy sitting on top. It's all mixed with it. Could be worse.
One would be to play with it.
If you take the car out and play with it, but we said this already a long time ago. Yeah, this has to make sense, the marshal. A 25-year-old or 30-year-old man playing with a little toy car. I'm not sure. It can be. Depends what car it is. I don't know. It's possible. What? Yeah, another one you could do is pizza out of rubbish. You could take the mixture and just scatter it over again and start again. But then you have to sweep up again afterwards. Yeah, that's another later, yeah. But I'm talking about the marshal now. The marshal, you've got people been playing in the room, and the girls been playing, the boys been playing. You've got mummish a mixture. You've got dolls and buggies and cars and all loads of things in the room. You want to tidy up. The mice doesn't look very pleasant. You've got sort of people coming into the room. It doesn't look very nice. It's not very pleasant, Shabbos. You want a bit of room in the thing. You want to clear up the room. So that's posh at Lechor, to go up to each item, go up to all the cars, and you pick up all the cars one by one, put them in the toy box, you go to the dolls, and you pick up all the dolls, you put the dolls in their compartments, and each time you go to each one, you pick up whatever you need, that Lechor is Moed Boyer. If they're mixed, obviously, if they're not mixed, there's no problem, but I'm talking about there's a mixture there, yeah? That Lechor is very problematic.
You're just saying the whole room's a mixture.
Everything's, all the toys are haphazardly, they're all over the place, so you can't see anything fixed, it's mixed. It ain't sexy, don't it? You need a special house like that. If you've got the boys who play in one part of the room, and they've got all their toy cars in one part, the girls are playing in another part, they've got their dolls with their buggies in another part, you've got the older boys playing in another part of the room, something else. If you've got such a house, then you've got a special house, I'm telling you. If someone's got a house like that, you've got a very special house.
Well, Boyer has to apply when things are mum's touching and cross together. If they're like all over the scattered.
Yeah, I'm talking about when there's a tarubas, you're right. If they're not in a tarubas, so they're not near each other, for example. Let's talk about touching each other. Yeah, let's talk about the touching each other. Very often you've got a mixture, especially after children been playing in a room. Very often there's a complete mixture. So what do you do now? Can you just put the toys away? You can't possibly can't put it away.
Can the kids put it away though?
No.
When you go out.
That's a good idea. That's not recommended. Not if you know what's going on. It's a chiluch. You mustn't just leave them to do that. That's not really an eitzer. So there's a few eitzers one could do. What, anyone give me any eitzer? What can you do? How can you clear a room up? Yeah, take a long time. Yeah, you could do that. What you could do is you could tell the boys, right, what you could do is tell the boys, for example, right, let's make a long line of traffic with the cars. So the boys go along, take all the cars from where the mixture, and they're going to make a long line of traffic. Mutter, they're playing with it straight away. Now you've got all the cars by itself. They use it for a little bit of time. Then you can put all the cars that way back where it's supposed to go. That's, you did that. You were allowed. They went to use it. They're allowed to do that. You tell the girls to play. Let's make a little mummies and doctors game with the dollies, for example. Yeah. So they're going to keep the dolls with the prams and everything. They're going to go to the doctors. So that's also right. They're going to use what they've got. They're using it straight away. And they're having it. Once you've got it separate, it's in the buggy and the dolls are holding it. You can put them away in the cupboard where they need to go. Yeah, that'd be a way. Each one you could do it that way, but provided they use it for a short amount of time, that way would be mutter. Yeah, Maskin? That's for another eitzah. There's another big eitzah which I don't think we spoke out so clearly. We did touch on this, but I think it's very important to speak out. We mentioned this when we talked about drying cutlery. When a person washes up on Friday night, let's say you've got your cutlery in the sink as a mixture. All the cutlery is mixed. L'chaira, how are you allowed to wash out? So we said that when a person does a natural thing, he's not interested in selecting. He's intending to do a natural action, which is normal for any person to do. A person washes up. It's natural when you wash up to take one item at a time and wash it. So you take cutlery, you can wash each knife by itself, each fork by itself. That's mutter. When you've got the knife which you've washed by itself in your hand, you're holding the knife in your hand, I can now take that knife and put it down, for example, over here. I go to my sink, take a wash a fork. The fork also is natural to wash each item by itself. So I'm holding the fork in my hand by itself. The fork, that was mutter, I'm allowed to wash the fork. I can now take the fork, put it down in a separate pile. Because I'm utilizing the moment of separation, which was done by Heta, I'm allowed to utilize that moment for my own benefit. So at that moment, when it's a natural occurrence of transporting something or using something, that is, you're allowed to use it for your own benefit. I'll give you another example, which we also touched on. The model, someone's got, for example, a whole mixture of lemonade bottles. He's got Coca-Cola, he's got 7-Up, he's got Pepper, whatever name you've got, he's got it. It's all in a corner of the room. They're all jumbled up, let's say, next to each other. There's no fixed order. A normal person, when he wants to go along and carry lemonade bottles, he takes two bottles, puts one in one hand, one in the other hand. It's natural. So he goes to the pile, he takes one over here, one over here. He doesn't know which one he takes, let's say. He's got two bottles. Oh, one's Coke, one's oranges. I can take the Coke, put it on this table over here. The oranges I can put over here. Yeah, I'm transporting it. There's a big mess in the room. I'm transporting it. I don't want the mess in the room. I'm allowed to transport it. I'm allowed to take it. Once I've got it in my hand, I can now utilize that moment for my own convenience. I'm not sure we can't look, but you shouldn't go especially just for all the Cokes. You can't go, that's true. You can't go while you're there and go for all the Cokes. You've got to do what you do normally during the week. During the week, normally, what you probably would do is you go for each one, whatever's there, take it. So you take whatever's there, you're allowed to put it, then once you've got it in your hand, which is allowed to be done, you can then put it each in its own place. We spoke about this by dishwashers, when you put plates in the dishwasher, the same thing. Since it's normal to fill up a dishwasher one by one as plates, plates are done one by one in the dishwasher, we said. It's normal to do this. Therefore, when you stack your dishwasher, you can utilize this moment in a normal way. You take out the first plate, it's a fish plate. I put that on one side of the dishwasher. The next plate happens to be a soup plate. Pick that up, I put that in another section of dishwasher because each section is allowed to be done. As I'm picking out each one, which is normal to do, I'm then allowed to put it and utilize that and put it in my own place. Yeah? So that's a very big chiddush in the Spirit. It doesn't work in a lot of things, but in big items, where it's normal when you transport big items, you don't take a whole load together. It's normal to carry big items one by one. Then you can, say this chiddush, that you're allowed to take the big items one by one and then utilize it in your moment. So for example, let's say you've got a buggy and a big car, which they drive on. So normally you would take one item by itself. You wouldn't take a few of them together. It's too heavy. They're big items. So you would lift up the buggy or roll the buggy. So you could take the buggy. The buggy is one item by itself. Then you take the car. You're holding the two items separately. It's a normal action of what you're doing. You can now put those two items in different places. You can put the buggy in the left-hand side of the room. And you can put the car in the right-hand side of the room. So there are ways of doing this which are not so complicated. That only works for big items. When you've got small items, that's much more problematic. So in small items, you've got to make stuff. Let's say you've got cars and dolls and I don't know what, all different sorts of things mixed up together there, that eitzah won't work there. So you'd be stuck. So what other eitzah have you got, Rabbi? So after what we learned, what other eitzah have you got to clear up the room? One eitzah is to play with it, that's true. One eitzah is to play with it. What other eitzah have you got? Scatter them around. What you could do is you could pick up the whole pile, pick up quite a chelik of the pile, which you mixed, lift it up, you go to another part of the room where it's empty, and you throw it down the floor, it disperses on the floor. Now, some of your cars have gone over there, some of your dolls have gone over there, they're not next to each other anymore, now you can start separating. So you can put the cars away in the right section, you can put the dolls away in another section. That would also be allowed to be done. So you can start clearing up your whole room by doing this as well. So it would be another eitzah to how to clear your room out would be to disperse it, hold it together, then throw it down, let it disperse by itself, that would be another eitzah.
The playroom is the hazard to clear it up.
What are you talking about is what? But first of all, a lot of people a lot of people got menuchas and nefesh and the room is clear.
In the playroom,
a lot of people like it that the room is clear. Right, listen, you do it possible for achonah, you do it to save yourself time after Shabbos. We're not a child. After a while, a person enjoys the room clear. He likes the room to be empty. He likes to walk around. He likes to have an empty room. He's enjoying it for Shabbos. Yeah. That would be a hetzer of the home. Yeah? What other eitzah have you got, Rabbi Yisai? This one's not, you won't like so much. Yeah, that'd be another eitzah. What you could do is you could take all the toys and put them in different boxes. You could put them all in one box, let's say, for example. Or you fill up one carrier bag with the toys, mixed all up, another carrier bag, and after Shabbos you can sort it out. That you could do as well, that'd be another eitzah. So don't say you can't have your room cleared. You can clear it, but only Shai had good. There's a few eitzahs which are going to recap what eitzah we've given over here to have to do it. Eitzah number one, which is probably the easiest one to do, is to get the people to use the items. I mean, you've got a whole mixture of toys on the floor. The simplest eight to the chair is to tell the children to play with the items, and then all the boys play with the cars, all the girls play with the dolls. That way they separate it, they're using it straight away, that's mutter. So now you've got the cars in one part of the room, the dolls in another part of the room. Once you've got that, then it's not mixed anymore. So you can put all the dolls away now in their box, you can put all the cars away in their box, that'd be mutter. Yeah? That's eitzah number one. Eitzah number two is to disperse it. Lift them up, the whole mixture as they are. Because you go up randomly to the mixture, you put your hands in, you lift it up, you go to the empty part of the room, you throw them down, and it disperses. You can do this a few times. It's very possible the first time you throw it down, not everything will disperse. Some might scatter away, but some might still be stuck together. So the ones that are stuck together are problematic with some boilers. You have to do it again. Lift that part up again, throw it down, do it a few times till you separate what you have to do. That's eighth number two. Eighth number three is to put them in a carrier bag or in a box. Put all of them in a carrier bag, in a box, whatever you can. And don't sort out anything at all. Just leave it as it is. And after Shabbos, what you'll do is you'll sort out the mixture. That would be eighth number three. Yeah? Those are the three eights you've got. And when it comes to big items, if you've got big items which are normal to carry one by one, then a person may lift up those items individually. Unless you've got a buggy and a big truck where the child sits on it, drives it, that's normal. You only take one at a time. That you can pick up and put that away in its own place. That's a normal thing you would do. You would take it one at a time, and therefore you could put that away in its own place without problem. So those are the eights how to put away toys on shelves.
How do you be mad with this big item? Not a very big item.
No, but it has to be natural. When you wash up, the natural way of washing up. That won't help. I ask you what you do naturally. What do you do normally? What would you do during the week? Would you pick out one by one or would you take a few together? A big car, you would normally take one by one, yeah? A lemonade bottle, I think most people when they carry a lemonade bottle, they take two at a time. They put one in one hand, one in the other hand. You have to do, what do you do normally? What's your normal action? Lomosha, when you put in a dishwasher, it's normal to put one plate in at a time. Then do a Shabbos, that's what you would do normally. So what you ever do normally, that has to be done the same on Shabbos. All right, yeah.